On the Fragility of Our Connections. There's a section in Barbara Kingsolver's The Poisonwood Bible that describes how one of the preacher's daughters eventually fell for and married an African revolutionary, how she worked hard to support him and their causes in Zaire and Angola and other places so far removed from her native Georgia. I have in my mind's eye a pretty young white girl living deep in the heart of Africa, working the soil in an Angolan agriculture station, or striving at various times to free her husband from jail. What sacrifices to familiarity did she make for the sake of revolutionary causes and for her husband? It gets me to thinking about the nature and fragility of friendship, of love and connection, and how people so freely often change their circumstances and thus the associations they had held all their lives. My parents have almost no regular in-person contact with the people they knew growing up, their original core of friends, so to speak. The internet enables them to exchange emails and text messages, and there are phone calls and increasingly video calls, but that's not the same. Neither parent has lived in Bangladesh since their 20s. My family's immediate groups of friends in Pittsburgh are largely expat Bangladeshis and Indians. These are the ones we see at dinner parties, the ones who show up at important life events like kids' birthdays, graduations, weddings, and even funerals. It's a relatively new group, one forged over the past 20 years, which, although not insignificant, is just a portion of a person's life. Even then, it's changed and renewed by the cycles of undergrad and grad school, and people getting married and having kids and moving around for fellowships and research and jobs. I've looked through my parents' photo albums of their childhoods and their early marital years. I don't always know the people in those pictures, their importance to or influence upon my parents, nor how they have, in many cases, fallen by the wayside in my parents' lives. To wit, if I move away from Pittsburgh or the USA, will person C or I, whom I hold so dearly now, eventually become the same as person Z and B from my parents' past? The converse also applies. My mind now flashes to a different scene. This time, to a young man leaving the village to go to Dhaka and Lahore, then to Baltimore and Pittsburgh, then living in Basra and Tripoli before getting married, and a young woman growing up in Dhaka and then coincidentally going to Lahore before getting married. They spend their first years together in Tripoli, then southern Nigeria before returning to Pittsburgh years later. How different must he be now to make jokes about eating serpent in Iraq, and she to make jokes about the challenge of eating goat's head soup in Anambra State? How different must they seem to their childhood friends over email, Skype, or Zoom? Baz Luhrmann once said, quote, "Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle because the older you get, the more you'll need the people you knew when you were young." Unquote. Luhrmann's statement accedes the point that our immediate circles of friends from childhood and early adulthood will not necessarily stay the same. In a mobile society, it's unrealistic to expect to spend one's entire life in one locale. I'm happy here in Pittsburgh, but would not declare that I expect never to leave the city. Even if living in mostly one locale for one's life, one's immediate groups of friends are not guaranteed to stand still anyway. There's certainly no shame in such change, and hopefully my tone doesn't even convey sadness either. Humans are a social creature, and so our connections must evolve, as do we. How about one more flash? Lastly, an aspiring creative, leaving her hometown after college to chase the dream, working multiple service jobs, sometimes barely making rent or affording a decent meal, going to audition after audition after audition. She lands roles, some big, some small. Along the way, there's a boy and new friends. The boy falls away. Some of the friends move on. Love, heartache, breakups, another chance, another taken opportunity, another missed opportunity. Eventually, she returns home, perhaps to stabilize for a while before heading back out into the world, or perhaps to let life catch up to her. I suppose we never truly know our parents, and I suppose we never truly know our latter-day friends. Everyone is subject to the whips and scorns of time, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, etc. I once made up an improved, quote-unquote, version of hopscotch. but I haven't seen in person the best friend who helped come up with the game since we moved away from Nigeria in 1986. I think he's doing well. Thank you. Just to note that this was originally published February 28th, 2011, and then rewritten October 28th, 2020. Thank you.